Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
The very moment this episode of Life as We Know It comes on the air at WGTE, in other words, right now, your humble correspondent is standing on top of a mountain in California. I have pre-recorded these thoughts so that I can take a selfie with my son and daughter in Yosemite National Park, capturing a shot of some of the most beautiful scenery on the planet just over our shoulders. With due care and diligence, we will not fall off the mountain, and we will live to share the experience. If I have badly misjudged the danger involved, this could be my last visit with you. Taking selfies is hardly a new concept. There was a time when we did it with a regular camera, although hoisting my old and heavy Nikon 35mm head high for more than 10 seconds quickly became problematic. At least Ansel Adams used a tripod. Then along came these ubiquitous cell phones, and they were a game changer. That's the good news. Putting yourself into a shot of some of nature's grandest wonders can be awesome. It's also the bad news because taking a selfie can be hazardous to your health. Researchers have even come up with a name for it. Selfie addiction, it's called. Before you dismiss it as some contrived phenomenon worthy of a chuckle, consider this. Over the past 10 years, 432 selfie deaths have been documented worldwide, plus who knows how many unreported injuries. Human carelessness and foolish risk-taking usually get the blame. Just recently, a 47-year-old Florida man was gored by a bison in Yellowstone National Park while attempting to take a selfie with the bison. He survived. I hope the bison wasn't euthanized for resenting the intrusion. Last year, a 22-year-old man damaged the Fountain of Neptune, created in 1558 in Florence, Italy. He was accused of knocking off a chunk of marble from Neptune's chariot while trying to take a picture, and he cracked one of the horse's hoofs. A 53-year-old Russian tourist died in Sri Lanka when she leaned out of a railway car to take a selfie and smashed her head against a rock wall. How about this one for stupidity? A 55-year-old tourist from Canada had both of her hands bitten off by a shark as she tried to take a selfie with it in the Turks and Caicos Islands. She had to have one of her arms amputated near her wrist and the other one halfway up her forearm. No word on where the cell phone ended up, but we can make an educated guess. An American man visiting Rome tried to scale a metal fence to obtain a selfie at the Colosseum. He became impaled on the fence. Somehow he managed not to die. This mania for selfies has become a test to see who can post the best shot on social media. People who are otherwise mature and bright folks disregard common sense and their own safety by injecting themselves into high-risk situations. I promise you that at this very moment, and what is it, roughly 5:45 in Toledo, that my kids and I are taking no foolish risks as we admire the marvelous vista below us in Yosemite Valley. As the National Park Service likes to say, take only photos, leave only footprints, and no selfies until we get off the mountain.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.